Hello, this is episode 1 of the Stand Down Comedy Podcast featuring Mustafa Touré. And today I'm talking about Eliza Schlesinger, her stand-up comedy special featured on Netflix called Millennial, and how it is. Firstly, anytime I listen to a comedian, regardless of gender, I look at certain things. Like, firstly, I look at how well it's produced, how well written it is, how at face value, how relatable it is, and I'll say her special, okay, and her trajectory as a comedian, I think it might change the perception of female comedians, because right now we have this basic flawed perception that female comedians aren't funny. I'm not going to say that she dropped one of the best specials of the year. I'm not saying that exactly, but what I will say is she did drop a solid special. It was well produced, it was well choreographed, okay? Especially her choreography. I think she's one of the best in the game in terms of choreography, you know, not based on gender, just in general. Her choreography is well rehearsed. I can tell she puts a lot of effort into it and adds a lot to her jokes. I think that's one of her strong points. You know, especially as an aspiring comedian, I think that's something that I look and try to improve on, and I feel like a lot of comedians need to improve on their stage presence, and I'd say she practically takes the whole stage, and I'd be grateful to be able to watch her live one day. But in terms of her special in general, there's just one thing that I didn't like that I'm just gonna get off my chest. The hashtags. This is something that she really, even in her previous special, she uses the hashtags, and this one she uses more of a visual hashtag. So basically while you're watching it, while she's saying a joke, she'll have like a hashtag related to the joke at the bottom of the screen, even before she's done saying the joke, and she doesn't really acknowledge the hashtag. So if you're just going to watch her at a show, you won't even know that there's hashtags at the bottom of the screen. So it's only to people like viewing it from Netflix. So it has no effect on the people watching her live. And like I felt like it took away from the joke, because in my opinion, if the joke's good enough, then you don't really need a hashtag because the joke is already there. You know, because the main form of the subgenre stand-up comedy is supposed to, basically, it's laughs first, everything else comes second. That's my opinion of stand-up comedy. And in her special, I would say that it was funny overall. I couldn't say that it wasn't a funny special. I didn't really laugh at every single joke that she made. But I usually don't laugh at most jokes of most comedians as well. So I really can't put that against her. But what I will say is that anytime she does make a joke, there's kind of a lot leaning on her joke, because she doesn't have as many laughs per minute. It's what we call it in the comedy world. Basically, she doesn't leave enough chances for you to laugh as much in her comedy specials. She doesn't make as many jokes, because I realize that I found a lot of her jokes funny, but she just didn't joke around that much, and she was saying a lot of things. Basically, just the original empowering woman, you know, she was being very sensitive before she said a joke. Like, she just wouldn't really go right into it. I feel like she was kind of worried that people would take what she would say out of context and then just use it against her, so she was being very safe. But this also did lead to a long lead-up time before anytime she would make a joke. So now you're watching it, and she's making like one joke a minute versus, say, DL Hewley, who has like a high laughs per minute ratio, which has you laughing the whole time, even if you don't like 50% of DL Hewley's jokes, you'll still be laughing quite the majority of the time, because he just makes so many jokes in between his stories and in between his sets, which leaves you entertained the whole time. I would say in terms of Eliza, like, some stuff is, if you're a fan, I feel like if you're a previous fan of her work, then you'll enjoy it, and I feel like she really knows her audience. Okay, Her sets, I'd say it's evolved over time from her previous specials. I'd say it's evolved over Millennial. The writing was better. It evolved over Confirmed Kills. I'd say her writing was better this time around. But I would say she still does weird stuff. She still does inside jokes that are from her last specials. Like, she'll make weird, like, in this special, she'd make, like, weird peacock noises for no reason. You kind of just have to watch it to get a full grasp of what I'm talking about, but you just make weird noises for no reason. And I feel like it did add to it, but it's, like, kind of, like, you just have to like that part about her. But one interesting thing that I did realize when I was watching it is how she actually takes the stuff, like her jokes. Yeah, she has a lot of jokes that are related to women, but I also really appreciate how she brought it back to relating it to men. Like how she would joke about how why women can't make the first move. Basically, I feel like she looked at her things from the perspective of a male view in a way, and it kind of, like, her stereotypes of males, like, of men would be, I wouldn't say they were, like, 100% accurate, but I feel like they just made sense instead of her just saying, oh, I'm a guy, blah, 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 blah. Like, she would actually make valid points. So, as a man watching this, you know, at face value, it's a great set. As a man watching this, obviously, there's some parts that aren't as relatable, but I would say, even the parts that aren't relatable are bearable, and you'll still find a chuckle here and there. Okay. And she does have a well-polished set. It's very solid. She doesn't really stay too long on topics that you would dislike. She really, even though she takes a long time in terms of giving lessons and empowering women and saying you're, and giving them lessons and basically just positive speech, she does get moving after a while. Like, she does pick up the pace after a while. But one thing that didn't really resonate with me was the way she would just speak. Like, it just didn't make sense. I feel like even though I couldn't relate to her, like, when Ali Wong does her special, you can kind of empathize with her situation. But in terms of Aliza, you can't really empathize as much as what she's feeling. I feel like she's not being true to herself. Like, she's like, like, she says things like, oh, well, you know, she talks about being insecure, talks about being not an attractive woman, but she is conventionally attractive, so I feel like she's just trying to be fake humble, you know? I feel like every comedian should just own their personality. Like, that would be like if Dave Chappelle was talking about how he was nobody, or, like, he was, like, how Dave Chappelle was talking about, like, if he was a nobody. Like, I just really appreciate comedians that acknowledge their strengths and weaknesses and actually have more self-awareness. I feel like she wasn't being self-aware, and she wasn't being aware of how other people viewed her. Like, I think that's what makes Dave Chappelle so great as a comedian, because he evolves to the role he plays. Like, at the beginning of his career, you could see that he was a bit more, I wouldn't say exactly humble, but he was just being himself, and he was just telling his jokes. And then as he progressed, he would make jokes about, like, being broken, blah, yada, yada, yada. But he would also, like, make jokes about him actually being famous, and how him being Dave Chappelle is a household name. So maybe that's just part of it, just my opinion about her. But I feel like she could just be more self-aware and make jokes about what she actually looks like, instead of just trying to be fake humble and appeal to the masses of women. That's how I feel about her special. It's a solid special. I would watch it. I wouldn't mind watching the special. I wouldn't really want to rewatch the special over and over again. I wouldn't really recommend it to a friend, but if it popped up and I was watching, I'd be able to, like, sit through it and then enjoy at the end of the special. So I'd give the special a solid 8 at face value. Even though it didn't relate to me, it was well polished, it was well choreographed, I give it a solid 8. Thank you for listening to the Stand Down Comedy Podcast. This is episode 1. I'm out.